I cannot tell you who that person was, and I believe you understand very well why. But I considered this situation very appropriate in helping you to get closer to and to better understand certain Ahota TM points. I hope you agree with me. Even though I could not understand what he meant, I bowed my head quickly in approval. I was a bit dazzled by what I had just learned. I had the illusion that I had managed to keep perfect secrecy around my identity and the fact that I had written these books. Of course, the revelation of this secret would create big AUA visa and could lead to unpredictable results. But, the purpose of information, and counter-information, services is not to reveal what they find out if interests impose such. In my case, I found out once again how important it is to have someone in life support you in the most important moments. The person who summoned me had a special information warrant and had been assigned very precise tasks, A. Caesar continued. A.O. was asked if it was possible to contact Dr. Xin as soon as possible. Then, I saw a very interesting opportunity and I pointed to you. This way, you would be able to enjoy a certain extra immunity. Briefly, I was asked to propose to you a position in Department Zero because I told them that, due to the special experience you've lived through with Dr. Xin, it is possible that you might have a better chance to contact him. They already knew that we are friends, and I was asked some information about you, but it was rather general. It was very important that you have no social obligations, and my guarantee was enough to obtain the necessary approval. I could not believe that this was happening to me. A.O. You mean ATMM part of Department Zero now? A.I. asked. A.O. Arena TMT, you glad? I knew you wanted very much to find out more details concerning the discovery in Psky. A. Caesar teased me with a slight smile. He then explained that my status was that of an expert consultant because, in this way, they could integrate me into the work chart of the service. The real reason I had been accepted, however, was that higher decisional factors had been informed that I was the last known person to have seen Dr. Xin. Caesar did not mention anything about Eleanor, and this somehow lifted a stone off my chest because I did not TMT want any complications related to a possible search of his villa. Suddenly, the situation had become clear. I was being called to be part of Department Zero and would thus enjoy a certain protection. I still had freedom to write about certain topics but, as Caesar specified, not about everything. I did not understand, however, how I could contribute to accomplishing the plans of the higher organisms that had requested a meeting with Dr. Xin. I did not see how I could help accomplish this by being part of Department Zero. A.O. The situation, as always, has its ups and downs, A. Caesar explained. A.O. ATMS a confrontation between certain state interests over the fact that Uitmer is civilian revealing important information. Eventually, as you can see, state interests prevailed. All of this was able to take place because reports showed that there was a certain niche perception, to speak in technical terms, which means that this information is only assimilated by a certain category of people who, however, seem to become more and more diversified over time. Uitmer stressed the fact that your works are considered science fiction and therefore are no risk. This strategy was successful and thus you have obtained access to other extraordinary information. A. Caesar then paused for a moment, looked straight into my eyes, and spoke to me with the joy of one who knows he is giving one a wonderful surprise. A.O. Uitmer going back to the projection chamber. In a few days, a team of which you will also be a part of will leave through the tunnel to Egypt. Officially, some special measurements need to be performed there, and we also have to bring back some objects we discovered the previously. Hey, I thought that this was the best day of my life. Not even in my wildest dreams had I seen any possibility of being part of such an expedition, and now I was only a few days away from fulfilling my aspirations in this direction. In my mind, I could already see with high intensity the impressions and images of my previous visit to the huge underground chamber. But, more than that, I had become almost restless thinking of what I was about to see in the future expedition. After expressing my joy quite loudly, I insisted that Caesar tell me what he had found in the location in Egypt, but he, definitely amused by my childish attitude, resisted all my requests. Ao, you'll be so amazed by what will TMLL see that TMS no point in ruining that emotion for you. Of course, I will tell you along the way about some elements because we'll have plenty of time for this. The expedition will last for several days, but even now, let this remain as an intriguing aspect, he added thoughtfully. Ao, why does it last so long? I asked, somewhat puzzled. Ao, that a TMS just the point. We have to drive special vehicles, but I do not see why the builders, who left us this amazing technical accomplishment inside the mountain, left us with no clue about the movement through the tunnels because there are thousands of kilometers to go and, as you'll see for yourself, the tunnels are absolutely empty. They are an impeccable technical accomplishment and look as if they were opened for use yesterday. They are, however, empty without any objects or trace of anything. This is not too big a concern, however, because the US Navy solved it right away. But I won't tell you anything else now because you will soon have the chance to see for yourself. You need to pack a bag with the minimum required luggage and then we're TMLL leave for the base, a Caesar said, looking at his watch with haste. I panicked. I was expecting to have a transition period, a time for becoming more familiar with everything, but, with a couple of words, Caesar had told me that we could not be late one single instant. Ao, TMS part of the protocol, a Caesar justified himself. Ao, after being given some information, the subject must not be exposed at all. Besides, you also need to get used to certain elements before our departure. Did you have anything special planned? Ao tried to utter something. Ao, great. A Caesar stopped me. Ao, TMS perfect then. Your departure won't cause any trouble. You'll have a few days for a summary preparation during which time you will get used to living in the base, and TMLL give you a few details on our objectives. We'll spend the last hours in the projection chamber. It has been concluded that it has a beneficial psychic influence which will be all the more necessary since we are preparing for the journey. I repeat, you don't have to pack anything more than what is strictly necessary. In a state of fever, I had already started to gather some things I thought I needed. I had filled two travel bags, but Caesar pointed to a simple backpack. Ao, you practically don't need anything. You'll find everything there. Eventually, I crammed some strictly necessary things into the backpack and we got out of the house in the night, which was partially lit by moonlight. Once again, I was virtually air-driven by events without having time to relax and without analyzing the situation with a clearer mind, but the quiet night and the chilly air gave me a state of sudden confidence. If I still had some secondary fears, they were now shattered like steam in the wind. My soul was suddenly conquered by a great gratitude to Caesar for everything he was doing for me. I sincerely thanked him for this, telling him that I considered him a true spiritual master who guides me on my steps to my destiny. He did not say anything as he looked thoughtfully ahead, but I could see a faint smile in the corner of his lips and a look of acceptance on his face. A few meters away from my house, a dark-colored Jeep was waiting for us. We both got in the back seat and the driver left immediately. Life had now opened up a huge perspective for me to which very few people have access, and I was very determined to live up to the expectations. There was a very persistent thought, however, which kept appearing in the background of my mind and gave me a slight tremor all over my body. I would very soon step once more into the gigantic projection chamber. I was going to look again at all those exceptional technical accomplishments and be surrounded by the enigmatic silence of times immemorial. Next headline, Chapter 2, The Tunnel. My emotions did not diminish on the way to the secret Alpha base nor during the entire 4 days that I spent there. On the contrary, they became stronger as the time approached to leave through the secret tunnel to Egypt. It is easy to understand that I cannot disclose any information concerning the secret base of Department Zero. I will only say that an elegant room was already prepared for me in the same wing where Caesar lived. Generally speaking, I was forbidden to disclose any details on the location, construction or administration of this secret facility. After all, I do not consider this to be important. The events that followed were more important than this. Occult reasons. The days I spent at the Alpha base also involved a moderate sports training, getting used to special operations equipment and learning simple schemes of action in extreme cases. During the evening, Caesar came to my room and explained to me certain technical details that I was not accustomed to. He had taken care that everything I would need was at my disposal and also took a personal interest in the way the training I was taking was advancing. I really appreciated this because I knew that he was very busy during the day with studying files, speaking on the phone and even leaving quickly in the helicopter to a destination unknown to me. During the evening of the fourth day, General Obdi arrived. 2 years had passed since I had last seen him, but he seemed to be just as full of energy and optimism as ever. The expression of his rough face and steel glance did not manage to hide his sensible soul or the feeling of honesty and correctness his presence inspired. The general first had a confidential conversation with Caesar, which lasted for about half an hour. After that, they both came to me and we analyzed together some details about the upcoming ATM expedition. Later, General Obdia made a pause and spoke to me in an equal voice. "Ao, hierarchically, I have been asked to deliver an important message to you. But, I am talking to you like I talk to a good friend, and I assure you that I will fully support your integration into Department Zero. Not long ago, Dr. Xin contacted our government through certain connections concerning a very important problem of which I am not allowed to tell you. At that time, the government gave him a certain answer, but some major changes have occurred in the meantime and the state authority wishes to change this option. Unfortunately, the connection with Dr. Xin is no longer valid and things are quite critical. There is an idea that you might intermediate this contact with Drive Xin and, actually, this is why Utma here. I know a bit about the special experience you lived a year ago with Dr. Xin. Caesar has told me several details. It is hard to believe, but at the top political level, there are also people capable of understanding what you went through during that time. It seems like an unusual action which concerns you, but because of your relationship with Caesar, it has been much easier to get the approval of your presence here. I was embarrassed because I did not know any more than they did as to how I could contact Dr. Xin. I expressed these fears in front of General Obdia, but he comforted me immediately. "Ao, we have experts who pointed out that choosing you would probably be an advantage in accomplishing this. They explained it in terms of UAE matching of situations and AE affinity of conjunctures. A, we are therefore trying to establish a proper framework to contact Drive Xin. I know that his actions and influence are not limited to the physical world. He is so occult that he exceeds our possibilities, even the ones we have here in Department Zero. Not even Caesar can contact him at times like these." I looked at Caesar with surprise, and I saw him shake his head approvingly and seriously. "Ao, it's true," A Caesar agreed. "Ao, an explanation would be that Dr. Xin is part of something very special right now. It's like when you don't want to be disturbed and you unplug the phone. Ao, there would also be the special possibility that, in principle, you have access to Makindi and could contact her first and thus take an indirect attempt to reach Dr. Xin. I believe you now have an understanding of what we are dealing with." I became thoughtful. The memory of the goddess suddenly swept through my entire being. My mind was filled with intermittent flashes of live images and my soul was uneasy. After the initiation I had experienced on Gyugyu Peak in the Ritazat Mountains, I felt that I had been given the ability to strongly relate to Makindi. Invoking her made me feel awake during my dreams almost every time and in a way that I could see her and talk to her. This aspect of my life, however, is one of the most intimate and troubling subjects I have had to deal with. I will not insist too much on it except to clarify the events I describe right here. After the special initiation I experienced, there are certain impressions and intuitions which are difficult to describe in words but have remained like a fingerprint inside me and cannot be deleted. They have several components which are not common to our reality and are connected to another world which is impossible to describe. I will not insist upon asserting these realities, but I will tell you that, in my subconscious, I had the certain idea that my contact with the goddess was open and allowed the energetic transformations that were necessary in my inner structure in order to accomplish this took place in the few hours that I spent on the mountain when I was almost in a state of catharsis. At the same time, even if I did not summon Makhandi, I could still be certain of her presence, which I felt around me even though I could not see her with my physical eyes. In the beginning, this made me sad somehow, but afterwards, I saw her in a dream exactly as she appeared to me in reality. At such times, I suddenly became aware that I was dreaming, and this made me feel very happy and very free. I had two such troubling encounters with Makhandi in the past year and, from what General Obdia had said, I judged that I was practically being asked to reiterate this for a third time. I could not understand, however, how they had guessed my subtle relation with the goddess which, in my opinion, has marked my existence more than anything until now. I agreed with Caesar and General Obdia to try to contact Dr. Xen in this indirect way, but I felt that I would fail at this time. Indeed it was so. Regardless of my attempts to invoke Makhandi, she did not appear in my dreams. At first, I told myself that this was due to my agitation and emotions before departure, so I applied a technique which Dr. Xen had recommended to me in order to reach the deepest relaxation possible of my body and mind. The technique was quite easy. Approximately 2 hours after my last meal and without practicing any violent physical exercises in the meantime, I sat on a blanket face up, taking care to create a nice environment of peace and safety. With my eyes closed, I would imagine that each segment of my body, starting from my toes to my head, became very heavy until, shortly afterwards, I could no longer feel its weight. My experience has shown me that this makes my mind mostly free of the contact with my body, and I therefore become much lighter. I avoided applying this technique while lying on my bed because I had concluded that I could fall asleep quite easily, even before sending a strong thought to Makhandi. When I thought I had reached a certain state of relaxation and peace of body and mind, which I usually felt as a sensation of great dilation without a physical support, I evoked in my memory the impressive moment when I had seen Makhandi very close to me in that cave in the mountains of Tibet. Then, a somewhat strange phenomenon would occur. I felt a chill in my body, accompanied by a flash of light in my eyes. Immediately afterwards, I was in front of the goddess, who was not far from me, her shine blinding me as she looked at me with love. After that flash, I first lost continuity of consciousness and fell asleep. When I awoke, I did not remember what I had dreamt nor that I had even dreamt anything at all. I kept a special nostalgia in my heart, however, and an urge for something hidden and wrapped in mystery. As I continued this process step by step, I started to remain more and more awake, up to the point when that important milestone approached, just before I saw the goddess. I was even able to overcome it. In those moments, I felt a joy I cannot describe as I looked at how gorgeous Makhandi was, and this state became even more amplified when she spoke to me. I knew very well that I would fall asleep during those times while staying perfectly aware. This means that I entered the dream world with its totally different laws, but I was still aware of it. I observed that, after seeing the goddess, my awareness diminished greatly and I would fall into a normal sleep before waking up rested and in a wonderful physical and mental state. I still, however, was not TMT capable of consciously directing the succession of all the actions in my dream. I understood that the goddess helped me in the beginning and this was essential for me to remain aware in her presence. But I then had to make a constant effort to make progress and reach the same dexterity of maintaining my consciousness during my dream state. It was unusual, but the attempts I made after that conversation with General Obdia had no results. This was even more discouraging than when I had first begun practicing this technique. I could not understand why this was happening, and I told Caesar about my failures. He explained that all I could do in such cases was not to lose my courage and go on. It seemed that nobody understood this sudden occultation and that, at least temporarily, any method to establish contact seemed doomed to fail. Caesar, however, was very pleased of the past experiences I shared with him and encouraged me to make further progress in this direction. Aorh is obviously deeply decadent, and this is why special conditions are created for some human beings to awaken to a superior form of intelligence which we could name A intelligence of the heart. ATM it combines mental intelligence with the love one feels in an ATM's heart in an intelligent manner. The great advantage here is that this A awakening ATM will lead to the development of a society with a higher degree of common sense. There are few who realize that this important quality, which should be the base of every form of life, is nowadays lacking in many human beings. For those who follow a right and harmonious path, however, and not according to their own perceptions but according to cosmic and equals spiritual laws, certain revelations become possible which make them realize that everything is at the same time material and immaterial, concrete and abstract, objective and subjective. I then realized that, in a certain way, I was also a part of this category because I have lived at the edge between two worlds, one which seemed tangible and physical and where I was aware of my body, and one which, even though I could perceive it, was governed by other laws of expression. This relative intertwining puzzled me at first, and I have wondered more than a few times whether or not I should disclose this information in my books. Naturally, I was wondering what the reader could understand from this when I, who has been confronted with these circumstances, did not understand them too well myself. Next headline, The Subtle Worlds. CRTM's explanation came at the right time and made me feel the essence of the problem intuitively. I wanted to understand all this as clearly as possible, so I asked him to give me more details on the subject. AO for the majority of men. The main obstacle is that the ATM are only convinced of the existence of the physical world, he started telling me. AO if they don't ATM even understand the laws of this world very well, how could they conceive the existence of subtle worlds? And yet, fortunately, there are persons who are perfectly aware of these realities and, even more than that, they take part in them to a certain degree. Later TMS take you as example. The intense experiences you lived through, especially in the past year, have made you understand that what we call matter in our world is really only a certain state of it. We are therefore talking about matter generally, and physical matter is only a state of universal matter which exists in a context that is defined by specific laws. To a certain extent, science has proven that these laws have their own internal coherence and that they support each other. But, you could realize that, at the same time, with these physical laws, there are also other coherent systems of laws that govern mysterious worlds of manifestation which are invisible for the normal person, and this is why they are called subtle. In these subtle worlds, there are several types of subtle matter which have different qualities and particularities and, as you could already convince yourself, these realms are populated by beings with characteristics that are specific to the respective world. On the other hand, subtle worlds are also strictly hierarchical, and the essential principle is the frequency of vibration of matter. The higher it is, the more elevated the respective subtle world is. Mukundi, for example, is part of the world of superior gods, and you can be sure that you have been given an important grace through her appearances to you. On the other hand, the different vibrational frequencies of the matter which make up each world, either physical or subtle, make its inhabitants perceive only the world they live in. This applies especially to the physical world in which we live. Think of a radio which only works on medium wave. Another radio, which is more sophisticated, works on medium wave but also on short wave, which is a superior vibrational frequency in comparison with medium wavelengths. The radio which only works on medium wave can TMT work on short wave, and does not TMT even know of the existence of such wavelengths. But the radio which works on short wave knows that TMS also a medium wavelength. If it TMS tuned accordingly, it can easily render them. You understand, don't TMT you? It was very clear, and I felt a great internal satisfaction that I had already experienced other realities than the physical world we live in. I feel that Mukundi helps me a lot, and she inspires me in almost everything I do, ATM I told Caesar, suddenly feeling emotion as I remembered the image of the goddess in my mind. When I am allowed and helped to get into this world, everything changes and I feel a flow of beauty and harmony. Practically speaking, Whitmv been helped to gain access to a paradise world, and this has somehow awakened the breath of life which generates a state of happiness. Whitmv certainly ravished by her beauty, and this helps you see beauty everywhere around you and look at nature with delight. I realize that your condition has changed and that your understanding and appreciation is superior to the phase in which you were 2 years ago. Beauty attracts you in its essence, and this represents an urge in you for ascension that is driving your life. Once again, I was overwhelmed with the accuracy and correctness of Cesara TMS observations. Feeling sudden and inspired, I spoke without taking my breath. "Ao, what I truly think is important about this is that Yadmv realized that beauty is, first of all, harmony." Looking at Makhandi and often contemplating her, Yadmv discovered that her amazing beauty is enigmatically transmitted to me, and it makes me discover my own internal harmony that I need in order to be happy. At the same time, it is like a sublime organization of the different levels of my life. I have noticed, however, that I can only maintain this wonderful state of mind for a limited period of time. I became silent, wondering about how I had expressed so concisely what I had wanted to tell Caesar for so long. "Ao, in order to understand correctly why this happens, you need to keep in mind that the universe, which also includes the physical world and the subtle world, functions according to a mysterious geometry composed of a lot of levels. You can imagine them as a Banza TM of manifestation. Whitmv right when you say that beauty is harmony, and I can add that it also reveals a certain kind of balance within the human being. If you touch harmony and balance in one of the layers of the universe, one type of universal beauty will take shape. There are still the other layers, however, in which you still have not managed to obtain balance. This is the origin of the different states you were talking about. You are happy there, but relatively unhappy here. When harmony and balance are touched on several layers, however, you will perceive the amazing beauty revealed to you in everything around you. This is why several higher entities are willing to help during these hostile times. Those who are on the path of spiritual evolution often step in to help even when they are not asked for their help. Many such spiritual contacts take place in the astral world when people are asleep, just as in your case. I told Caesar that, unfortunately, many people can't TMT even conceive this, preferring to remain subject to the gregarious and often petty ideas and thoughts that they have about life or evolution. "Ao, you're right, ATM," Caesar agreed, "but there are not too many people who take an important leap in their spiritual evolution or existence, and those that do understand to a certain extent that they are actually the reflection of their own thoughts. It is only up to them to realize that everything in their lives is the fruit of their major convictions. In principle, it is easy to understand the process, but it is often very hard to change it for the good and harmonious. People often reach the conclusion that their lives are the product of their imagination, which, due to the habits which intervene with time, then expresses itself with greater power. Some of them envisage the fact that they can actually change their lives by changing the nature of their thoughts. If they reach this level of intuitive thinking, the premises are created for a kind of superior opening of the mind and heart to the true source, namely God the Father. Those who don't TMT care about these aspects will somehow have to find an explanation for the fact that they face so many difficulties and contrary events in life, and especially for the fact that they are unhappy. They will probably understand, eventually, that these events actually help them become better structured and mature, but this is not compulsory. It also depends on many other elements. There are few people who have a profound understanding that all joys and sorrows of this world are actually a moving shadows a TM that were selves are projecting continuously. A next headline, the problem of suffering. 2 years ago, I had a group of friends with whom I used to talk about these aspects, trying to better understand the mysteries of occultism. The subject that Caesar explained is one that we often analyzed during our meetings, but we failed to reach a plausible conclusion. The hardest problem was that suffering, especially suffering due to failure in relationships, was perceived as leaving deep traces and as being very real. I must confess that I did not understand this matter very well, and I therefore took advantage of this opportunity to ask Caesar to explain to me these delicate nuances of life. It was already late at night and we had to leave at dawn to the subterranean complex in the Bsky Mountains.